Good morning, everyone. It's a lovely, glorious, sunny Thursday morning. Looks at watch 11th of March. It's about 7:40 in the morning. And I know I shouldn't be up this early on my holiday, but I've got that holiday bed problem where after a few days you realise it's not as comfortable as your own bed, and your back plays you up a bit, and you have one morning where you just have to get out of bed because you can't stand it anymore. Well, that's this morning. So I thought I'd I'll get up, go for a nice walk early with the dog while sun's still coming up and it's still quite chilly, see what I can see. Record this audio boo and then head back for a nice cup of coffee and perhaps a sit and contemplate a bit more, because I seem to have been doing quite a lot of contemplation so far this week, which I think is good. And what I was particularly contemplating on kind of yesterday and today was I'm going to call it technological isolation we're in here. As I think I mentioned in one of my previous boos, there is no mobile phone signal here, or very limited mobile phone signal here. There is certainly no internet. I get the feeling that the site is still on dial-up as far as internet access goes, because when I went to pay for some groceries with my card, I had to wait while the machine dialed to get the authorization from the card company. And normally that's fairly instantaneous because the shop or outlet will have broadband access, but I guess this is one of the areas in Great Digital Britain that hasn't quite yet made it onto broadband at all. So they're probably still on about 56k dial-up. And basically what I was thinking was, you know, yesterday when we were out and I did have some 3G access, I should also have had Wi-Fi access, because the place I turned up at, phone said, oh, there's Wi-Fi, and I tried to log on, but it wasn't having any of it, so I'm not quite sure what was going on there, but there was enough 3G signal for me to post the boo I'd recorded a couple of days ago, the one I recorded yesterday, email some photos to Posterous and check my emails and do various other things, which kind of got me thinking, because I got a little bit annoyed that the Wi-Fi wouldn't work, because I thought, well, that's obviously the fastest way to access all of that stuff. And I thought, well, does it matter? You know, why am I bothered? And I was thinking, well, you know, as my phone was busy sitting there and the numbers of Twitters that were coming into my SMS inbox was steadily climbing, that, you know, a lot of these are a few are from people I know, either I'm related to or have met at one point or another, but the vast majority are just people who I've met online, either through Twitter or through my blog or so on, and, you know, I've never actually met them. And in some ways I know some of those people better than I actually know people who I would call friends and I've met personally. And I think, you know, that's always been the case, but at the end of the day, you know, when you're cut off, when you don't have the access, as we haven't got at the moment, and you kind of lose touch with those people. And I think in some ways that's nice, because it means you do get to think and do other things that you would normally do, but in other ways it's not nice, because you are isolated. And I'm going to have to stop recording in a minute, because I'm going to run out of my 5 minutes. I'm at 4:32. I will continue this another time, perhaps when in a blog post or whatever, but in the meantime, wherever you are, I hope you're having a good day. I hope it's as sunny where you are as it is here. And I'll catch you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.